Jeff Kinney is an online game developer and designer and a number one New York Times bestselling author thanks to his Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. The new book out is The Third Wheel. It is published by Amulet, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Jeff Kinney back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
The name of the book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Third Wheel. And this is what number in the series?
This is number 7.
So what is it like for you, 7 books in the sense of coming up with ideas and always, because of the market you're going after, always appealing to a new audience?
Yeah, I actually worked on my first book for 8 years. So now I'm working on each subsequent book in a period of 9 months. So the pressure is really on to create new, fresh stuff. And I never know where it's going to come from. And luckily, I've been able to keep on top of things.
For you, keeping on top of things is what? In the sense of keeping this character and the voice fresh and alive and something that appeals to the kids who are reading the books.
Right. You know, when I write my jokes, I'm pretty objective about it. I guess I feel like I can assign values to each joke and say this one's a 5, this one's a 1, this one's a 10. And you know, so my thing is always quality. I want to make sure that I can keep up the quality of the books, or I'm not going to have any business doing them, and I should just hang it up.
So is there a rhythm? I mean, obviously, it's not just a series of jokes. There is a story here. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. But you have a sense, I assume, as you're writing it, of where it needs to go. There is a pace. There is a rhythm to it.
I think there's a rhythm to the books, but it's sort of a, you know, by writing in a diary format, I've allowed myself to have really random seeming storylines, and they don't have to feel like they're structured like good narrative fiction. So that format gives me a lot of liberties.
What has it been like to see the rampant success? And do you have any sense of what has caused that, and what the ingredients are that have brought so many people into the series and has spawned movies and obviously great interest in the future books?
I think what kids like about the books is that when they open them up, they see that they look friendly and inviting. You know, the books have these line drawings in them and then this handwritten text. And I think kids don't feel intimidated by that. And then I'd like to think that the humor is what keeps them coming back. So I worked very hard at that. And I hope that that's what's driving this whole thing. But there's also the element of, once something is a success, it has a better chance of continued success because people support it.
Why do you think so many of us relate to being the wimpy kid?
I think that every kid knows what it's like to feel powerless. At a certain age, you realize you become sort of self-aware, and you also realize that you don't have control over the circumstances of your own life. That happens from fifth grade on up. So I think that a fifth grader can really relate to Greg Heffley because they see his struggles in themselves.
When did that character, Greg, start to emerge in your mind as something that needed to be freed into the world?
In January of 1998 was when I came up with the idea for Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and I wanted to create a character that didn't seem like a hero. I wanted to create one that seemed flawed, and, you know, at the time, Harry Potter was, a huge series already, but in essence, characters like Harry Potter are heroic characters. They're like miniature adults who tend to do the right things, and I wanted to create a character that was more imperfect, like I was as a kid.
Also, the way the parents and adults are portrayed is honest, but yet with still some respect.
I think so. I don't think that my books are unnecessarily snarky or disrespectful or subversive, but there's a bit of that. You know, I think in one of my books, I have a teacher who wants to be a very inspiring teacher. And so they stand up on their chair to, you know, give a to tell a certain maxim to the class because he wants to make sure that the kids remember it. And he falls and breaks his collarbone, I think it is, and then he sues the school. You know, and so I don't think I'm being disrespectful, but I think it's just like a kind of a funnier way to look at it.
Well, sure. And even within the world of teachers and adults, there can be the wimpy kid.
Right, exactly. Adults aren't perfect either.
The new book is The Third Wheel, and this book revolves around a Valentine's Day dance.
That's right. Yeah, I wanted to get into middle school and pre-adolescent romance. I wanted to do something a little bit different and explore girl-boy politics in the wimpy kid universe.
So you want this, is this character aging?
I don't think so. I think what I've come to realize with this character is that the character is a cartoon character, and the best cartoon characters don't age.
So you have him sort of permanently in that middle school world.
Right, exactly.
And when you look at the when you look at the situations as they present themselves to this character, where do you, how much of it is remembering, how much of it is research, how much of it is of looking at what the average kid is going through in middle school?
A lot of it is actually remembering. You know, I spent about 4 years just trying to remember what it was like to think like a kid and to be a kid. So the best criticism I ever got was when somebody said, you can't sense the adult behind the child character.
When it comes to the art, the fact that it is, there is a simplicity to it is, and I assume that's by design of why that works in this case, because obviously it is supposedly drawn by a kid. So it's something that, that works very well. Is it ever limiting to you?
I don't think it's limiting. I think it's sort of right at the high end of my skill set. The drawings, it's a weird mix because they're not really plausibly drawn by a kid because they are, they're sort of a little bit too perfect. The lines are a little bit too smooth and consistent.
Well, when you're talking about the art and the perfection of it, that, I mean, it's not overly plausible to be that of a kid, but it does have that look.
Yes, exactly. You know, I think that kids sort of buy it for some reason. They feel like, you know, Greg has created this world. And I think that the consistency of the characters is plays into that, is that when the characters look the same from frame to frame, even though it's not plausible that a kid could have drawn something so consistently, I think that it creates this universe that's very plausible.
What do you see the future being for this series and for Greg, ultimately?
I'd like to keep it open-ended. I used to feel like Greg was a literary character, and I've come to see him as a cartoon character, and, you know, cartoon characters, the best ones never die.
Well, the name of the new book is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Third Wheel. It is published by Amulet Books, which is an imprint of Abrams. Jeff Kinney, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck with all the future work, and thanks so much for sharing time with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Great pleasure. Again, it's Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Third Wheel is the new book number 7 in the series. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.